निधये सर्वविद्यानां विषजे भवरोगिणां गुरवे सर्वलोकानां दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी इत्यारम्भं करिष्यामि, सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। अध्यात्मज्ञाननित्यत्वं तत्त्वज्ञानार्थदर्शनं एतज्ज्ञानमिति प्रोक्तम्। अज्ञानं यदतोऽन्यथा So, two things were told. Always dwelling upon the self, oneself, as revealed by scriptures and teachers. The self which I know is not the self which is worth dwelling. I know as myself a sad one. Guilty one, that nobody wants to dwell. But the scripture and the teacher reveals the self, which is what I want to be, is free from hurt and guilt, is free from sadness. That whole complete self, I dwell more and more. And knowledge of the oneself, the purpose is only moksha, freedom, total freedom. For freedom is the self-knowledge. Self-knowledge produces freedom. For both to happen, I require this prepared mind with the help of value. If value structure is clear, very assimilated, knowledge can happen. This was said. Also, what is opposed to this jnanam, which produces knowledge, be conscious of those things and try to get rid of them one by one. Like any time there is a tendency, somebody hurts me, I want to retaliate. Somebody show off, I also want to show I'm not less than you. All that is there inside. Pressure is there. I myself release all those pressures, you know. No. Let somebody show off. What he's showing off is also me. Somebody is criticizing me. Yes, because he wants to feel he's better than me. So kshama comes up. How I put up with my limitation, happily I put up with other limitation also. And then there is a compassion in my mind. It's not ordinary. So how people used to assimilate those values like ahimsa, daya, maitri. If you look at the Bhagavatam and Puranas, other Puranas, there are big, big, long stories are given how people practice those values. One value called Satyam. Just to follow Satyam, Harishchandra Upakhyanam is there. Even Yudhishthira could never tell a lie. He's the only person, even Duryodhana trust him. If Dronacharya also trust him. If Yudhishthira says something, we take it for granted, it will be right. Correct? That much name he has got. So each person has certain thing, and there are person who are committed to values, there are person who are opposed to those values, like Ravana, Duryodhana, and the lot of both are also shown in those long stories. Here, for self-knowledge, a person who is highly evolved, these are told, And afterward, the topic changes. Once your mind is ready, Adhyatma Gnana Nityatvam, to see myself very clearly, the knowledge about oneself, you require what? Knowledge. Gnayam. What is to be understood? The three topics are told here, Gnanam, Kshetram, and Gnayam. What is to be understood in one's life is called Gnayam. Kshetram is this world field of experience, this world which we can confront. And third is values, which help me to gain this knowledge. Sahakari Karanam. Now here, we'll see the next verse. Gneyam yat tat pravakshyami. Gneyam yat tat pravakshyami. Yat kyatva bhurta mashnute. Yat kyatva bhurta mashnute. Anadimat param brahma. Nasattannasaduchyate. Pravakshyami. I will tell you clearly. Vakshyami is to talk. Pravakshyami is what? Talk very clearly. What? Gneyam. What is to be known? Without choice. One need to know this thing. There is no choice. What is that? By knowing that, what will happen? Yat jnatva. Having understood that gnayam, what I am going to reveal, you will gain something. Ashnute prapnoti. What? Amrutam. Just by knowing that, you will get eternity, deathlessness, freedom from the death. What is that? Anadimat param brahma na tat sat na asat iti uchyate. That is said to be Brahman, which has no beginning, anadimat. Then what? No end also. Param, limitless. Brahman. Oh, what is there exactly? Neither it is existence, nor it is non-existent. Now, Arjuna mouth got opened. See, I'm going to talk about a gnayam to be known. And what is that? Not existent, neither non-existent. What is that? Brahma. So here, he already given. Now we are going to look into the details. Earlier it is said, Kshetragyam chapi mam viddhi sarva kshetresu bharata. The one who knows this field, mind, senses, outside world, the knower is called Kshetragya Kshetram Janati. I am conscious of my thoughts, conscious of my activity of my senses, conscious about external world, this consciousness. If you know the real nature of this consciousness, you will gain amrutatvam. Kshetrajyasya parijnanat amrutam bhavati, that was said earlier. You do know yourself very clearly. What is that kshetrajyam gnatavyam? He said, you have to know Guru Mukhat. Yad vastu Guru Mukhat. I am, I know. What I am really, I don't know. Only one thing is there where you know, knowledge also is there, and you have got ignorance also. Aham asmi iti janami. I am, I know. But what I am is fine. But after whatever I add to that am is all problem. I am. Oh, no problem. Then if you add anything further, I am what? Small, mortal, dukkhi, and married. Why do you add two unnecessary words? When you say married, I understand what? Come on, what? Married means what? Happily married, that is I am accepting. But they are locking horn every day morning. Like you don't say Daridra Brahmana. You don't say spend. The Brahmana has no money, it's Daridra. So Brahmana chet Daridra. Samsari chet what? Dukki. So if you say I am Samsari and Dukki, why do you waste your time and my time also? When you say I am Samsari, understand what? Kya karu, kahan jau? You know immediately. Kya karu, kahan jau, Samiji? That's all. Sansari and Dukki, we don't require two words. Sansari chet means what? Dukki. Once some person reported, no, Swami, I am happiest person. I am happiest person. By then he has got a catch by that time. Okay, over. So this is me. So here he said, this is me, I know. And what I am really, what I want to be, now and then experientially I know myself. In deep sleep, I am the happy person or unhappy person. See, others might be unhappy because you are sleeping. Because of your snoring, they might be unhappy. But in sleep, you are what? Only thing, you don't know you are happy that time. When you wake up, you come and tell me, Swami, that 8 hours are wonderful. Some people tell me, even in your class, I was very happy. So I take my class and he takes his own time. That's called piled up sleep, you have to pick up. So in sleep, without doubt, you are what? Happy. Everybody wakes up and report what? Sukham aham avapsyam. I was very happy. Na kinchit avedisham. I did not know anything in particular. Correct? Therefore, to wake up itself is a struggle. Correct? Why? From happiness, nobody wants to come out. Therefore, everybody is always late for the first class. It's because of what? Happy Atma. Not because of anything else. Now, so I experience it, I know. When somebody cuts jokes also, I am very happy. When I understand joke, okay? Joke requires knowledge to be happy, okay? I am very happy. In India, you ask the milkman, why do you hijack the prices of the milk? He said, now I'm adding Bisleri water. So make up the volume. So so I am the happiest person now and then. Therefore, I don't know whether I'm happy or I'm sad. If I'm really sad, I should be sad all the time. Not now that I'm happy also. Confusion. Sukhi aham, dukhi aham. Therefore, I know myself as I am, but what I am really, I don't know. This is the only area where knowledge and ignorance, yugapat, sambhavati. Then he said, Kim palam? Upadeksham, I am going to clearly teach you, who are you? Kim palam taditi prarochana hetu srotuhu abhimukhi karanaya. Sir, if you teach me who am I, what is the result of it? Are you going to do my psychoanalysis? No. Are you going to give me some pep talk, so you are wonderful, you are this thing? No. I'm going to talk to you what you are, okay? Is it a very beautiful thing? Yes, it is most acceptable to you. Yat gneyam atmatattvam gneyam vichara janya jnanena gneyam vattu. By doing all the vichara, inquiry into oneself, I will help you to do inquiry into oneself. What is you? Gnatva, this is very important. Tva is important. Samana kartuka yoho. When tva comes in Sanskrit, the same agent does two action, one earlier, other later. That is called tva. Bhuktva, what? Gacchati. Snatva, pujayati. Okay? After eating, what? People do what? Satsang is there or not? They go home because over. After taking shower, do puja. So here, gnatva. Knowing oneself clearly. What he gets? Amrutatvam. He gains deathlessness. Now, I wanted to verify a little bit from my audience, because they had a breakfast and they had a tea and they look very alert. Let me ask some question now. What is death? Good. In Vedanta, what do you call the death, Kavan? Death in Vedanta, you understand what is death very clearly. We have got two bodies, what is called physical body, called sthula shariram, and other which is known by other people as soul, but we don't call soul, we call sukshma sharira, which is made up of certain constituent called pancha gnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, pancha prana, mana buddhi. All the 17 makes us sukshma sharira. 5 organ of perception, 5 organ of action, 5 physiological system, prana pana, and then mind and intellect. This 17 together is called what? Subtle body. Why is it called subtle? You can't see it. Because you can't see it, it's called subtle. This subtle body plus karana shariram, ignorance. This two together is called sukshma shariram. When body collapses, as he said, body stops breathing, or because something happened, body stops breathing. As the breathing never stops, prana travels. Here these lungs are not working, that is different, but prana can never stop. So sukshma sharira is in this body, you are alive and kicking. Kicking, you know? Kicking. That's called American expression, I like that. Alive and kicking the ball. Nobody, okay? Kicking the ball. Once this body collapses, damage, this sukshma sharira gets out of it. Therefore, when Vyoga happens, the Sukshma Sharira and Stula Sharira separated, that's called what? Death. United? Come on. Don't tell me airlines. Don't. Okay. When they're united, is called what? Janma. Jani Pradurbhave. Now you have got very clean definition of what is death. Death means Number one, body, sukshma sharira leaves the body, never enters back that body. Everything stops. But sukshma sharira is called pancha prana, prana, apana, they are there. Breathing is there, consciousness is there, everything is there. It moves away. Last minute he was talking, now stop talking. That moved away, that moment we call as what? Death. The moment they enter is called what? Birth. Understand? So, sthula sukshma sharira sanyogaha janmaha vyogaha mrityuha. Correct? Now, this sukshma sharira has got so much papa punya also in it. And in this life or previous life. To fructify, to go through those papa punya, again it takes a new body. Again it gives up that body. Moment you feel enough, I enjoyed this through this body, enough, change, give it up, new body. So how many bodies you have taken up and what? Given. Somebody said, like changing the cloth. Now you understand all examples become understood when you understand this thing. So sukshma sharira, sthula sharira, together is called what? Life. Gone is what? Death. Now, can we put end to this sukshma sharira taking birth and getting out of the body? Earlier in Gita we said, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkham. All these are painful. All people creating affliction. If you look at the birth of the child, mother is crying, child is crying, others are crying, sympathetically crying. Why? Pain. Then whole growth is happiness, correct? After birth, whole life is happy guy. Is happy guy? He might be happy guy, but problem for me. He's happy because he went to happy hours and came back. So, so this happy. Then worst thing come. Balastavat kridasaktaha. Tarunastavat taruniraktaha. Pruddhastavat chintamagnaha. As a child given to play, all the time play. As a young man, what happened? Your young woman, you don't see them anywhere. Then afterward comes the old age. After 40, only thing is there what? Worries and worries and worries. Swamiji, shall we stay in this country or go back to India? Shall we bring our children here or in India? All the worries are there. And if you look at the economy, you worry. You look at your body, you worry. You look at your parents, you worry much more. Because magna chinta magna. And if you look at a weather channel, you much more worry. Nothing happens there. Only channel which can make you depressed is what? Weather channel. Everything and whatever you are planning on Saturday, Sunday, and weather is never good on Saturday, Sunday, correct? Up to Friday, wonderful. Saturday, Friday evening, only snow starts. Storm starts. Nothing happened. They talk. In India, we never know weather. Really, I tell you. We don't know. We are okay. We are okay. Because one less worry is what? And even they say something, we don't worry because I know they are never true. So that's a problem. These are worries. Then what comes? The old age. Nobody waits for old age. Yeah, people wait for they're 65 to get some benefit. But otherwise you don't wait for that. It comes. It comes and it is painful. Prepare you to run. Now your first thing start, your walk becomes slow. Yeah? Even your running become what? You slow down. Why? You can, if you run little bit, become pranayama, become more. Therefore you stop that also. Then worst thing is we start forgetting. People take money from you, don't remember who has taken. All gone. So forgetting. Same question. Three times you ask introduction. may I know your good name? Yes, told three times your name, yes, tell. Again you ask good name and bad name, again you ask. So people don't want to have friendship with you because you ask same question again and again. Then one day you ask your wife also, I have seen you somewhere, very familiar. Smriti goes away. What is not to be remembered comes back to your head again and again. Therefore, Vriddhavastha is what? Every part of your body makes sound. You know, when you get up, kadak, when you get up, all this thing is there. Therefore, we have got one Gujarati bhajan. Anybody Gujarati here? Gadapana kone mo kaliyo. It's amazing good. Nati joitari vat. Nobody waits for old age to come. It comes in, whether you want or not. One Hindi Mahatma was telling Gujarati, in Hindi they have got nice saying, you know. He was telling, Javani aayegi, chali jayegi, budapa aayega, leke jayega. You become young and youth will go away. But old age will not go, will take you with you, it will not go away. Janma dukkam, jara dukkam, old age is nothing but, see, old man went to, geriatrics. Geriatric must be all good to listen all the time because he said, it will happen this age always. What you can do with old age? So, yeah, I was told by this old man, he was old, 85. He said, doctor, yes, my right knee is paining so much. Then doctor answered, yes, you're 86 years, this age, it happens like that. Then he got so wild on doctor, you idiot doctor. He said, why? Both my age, both legs are 86. Why one is paining, I'm asking you. If 86, both should pain. Why one is paining? I came for that. One fellow asked me also, funny question people ask me, Swamiji, my hair has become white. My mustache has not become yet white. Why? I say, idiot, don't you know? It came later on, 16 years. That the type of question, you'd answer like that. Because this has come later on, this came earlier. That's why. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So, janma dukkham, jara, old age, dukkham. Then vyadaya, all disease, unknown, so many. If you go to, I can't go to hospital, really. If I go to hospital, I feel depressed, you know. I feel there is no Ishwara anywhere. So much pain, you see. Only doctors can survive there. I don't know how they survive. I get vairagya immediately. So much pain is there. Therefore, all this what? So, once death happens, all this comes to end, fine. And dukkham is what? Adidaivikam. Adhyatmikam, adibhautikam. All the, you know, we go through this weather. So, you can't predict anything, you know. I came from India, Tuesday only I came. From Newark airport to come here took 3 hours. Oh, everywhere the rise and slowly, you're so tired and you just slowly come to ashrama. Because of what? I suffer because of what? I suffer, a person who brought me also suffered. He had to suffer. Therefore, what? This weather you suffer, this is you suffer, so many adidaivikam people around you also. As dehaha dukkha upadanam. This body is the material cause for all your pain. You may give up this body, but sukshma sharira, subtle body will what? Assume and get into new body. Again go through this suffering and it is endless. Where it started? Nobody knows. Beginningless time. How long it will go? Ananta also. Therefore, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare sayanam. It's all talked earlier in values. So have what? Just simple, I want to get out of this cycle. How? How to get out of this cycle? People say, go to heaven. To reach heaven, if you go to heaven, the niyama is there, wherever you go, come on, finish the sentence. Wow. Can there be eternal heaven? Where you go and don't come, it's not possible. Why? Once you go, you'll what? There'll be time where heaven also has got two gates. In, other is what? Out. And out, don't think you'll come back here. You'll go to Dharavi, Bombay. $1 million, what is this? You all know, va? Vaha pochega. Or Karachi, you reach somewhere, you don't know. So therefore, you will reach again and come back. I'm not sure what is my next birth. Am I right? Am I sure? No. Therefore, avasha, helplessly you have to be born. Helplessly you have to suffer. Again and again suffer. Therefore, jagruhi, jagruhi, wake up, my dear guy. Put end to this. How? Self-knowledge. Understand? The whole thing is, because of ignorance, I go to this cycle, and knocking off the ignorance, this cycle will come to end, because awareness cannot travel. It is limitless. It is free from birth and death. I don't help you to become free from birth and death. You are na jayate, na mriyate kadachit, nayam bhutva na bhavitava na bhuyaha, अजो नित्य शाश्वतो यम पुराण न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे. सेकंड चैप्टर ऑफ गीता ऑलरेडी वी हैव स्टडीड. देयरफॉर न जायते, अवेयरनेस इज नॉट बॉर्न, इट इज सो ज्ञेयम, इट इज टू बी अंडरस्टूड इन दिस बर्थ. इन ह्यूमन फॉर्म ओनली वन कैन नो इट. डोंट वाइल अवे योर टाइम, पे अटेंशन, लर्न दिस थिंग. यद् ज्ञेयम् ज्ञात्वा केस अमृतत्वम् अश्नुते. शंकराचार्य से न पुनः म्रियते. इट डजंट सब्जेक्ट हिमसेल्फ टू अगेन डेथ, मींस व्हाट? आल्सो फ्रीडम फ्रॉम बर्थ. सी, न नॉट डाइज अगेन मींस व्हाट? नॉट बॉर्न अगेन. बर्थ इज नॉट देयर, डेथ इज नॉट देयर. Therefore, is free from this cycle. Therefore, Gneyam Brahman should be free from the time. It should be eternal. Now tell me, Gneyam Brahma is eternal. Is it separate from me? If I know this flower, I am myself and flower is flower. If I know something is eternal, oh, nice to know, this is eternal, till you will die, correct? Because you are not eternal. Therefore it is said, no, to be free from birth and death, that eternal should be necessarily what? Yourself. You are eternal, not that something else is eternal. So one discovers himself or herself as what? Trishu kaleshu aham tishtami. Trishu kaleshu tishtati. In three period of time, I am. There is no abhava of me. There is no absence of me any time. This discovering this knowledge, gneyam yattat pravakshami yat gyatva amrutam ashnute prapnoti. Now, started the teaching real. Now onwards, whoever come for first and third weekend classes, understand, this is the call, the saram, the very essence of whole Gita and Upanishad is given in this chapter. All the way, Bhagavan Sri Krishna brings out so beautifully. Really want to learn Vedanta, this is Vedanta. And with bringing different paradoxes, he brings out so beautiful. All as such, Krishna is a smuggler. You know? Don't you know this thing? Smugglers means what? Who smuggles the goods? So he smuggles one thing from other thing. He smuggles all the mantra from Veda and put it here. Literally, he lifts all the mantras from Veda and bring it so beautifully, very easy language also here. Now he can say, Anadimat Param Brahma
Nasattannasaduchyate.
Now look at the word anadimat. This is about you, understand. You are anadi. You are eternal. You are amrutatvam. Anadimat means what? Which has no beginning. Adihi asyastiti anadimat. One who has beginning is called adimat, arambha. See, our class started a certain time, arambha, beginning. This ashram started some 25 years ago, arambha. What year America became a country independent? Arambha. Everything has got arambha, prarambha. One which does not have beginning is called what? Anadi, anarambha. There is no arambha. Adimat. Now understand, adi means what? Karanam. One has beginning is called karanam, janma. Then adimat, na adimat is what? Na karyam. One who is not the cause, one who is not the effect also. Every cause, when it becomes effect, there is a time the cause becomes effect. Now there is a seed, now there is a sprout, now there is a tree. A beginning. So adimat, then what? It is called antaha also. Karanam, karya. Every karya has karanam. There was a clay. Now is a pot, correct? The clay began to convert itself into form of what? Pot. Clay is a karanam, pot is what? Karya. The awareness is neither the cause, neither the effect. It is free from cause and effect. Neither is born of something, nor anything is born of it. Na jayate, na mriyate, nayam bhutva, na bhavitava na bhuyaha. That also said. Further look at it. Adimat, Tikakar says, aksharam. Anadimat is what? Aksharam. Which does not mutate. Which does not change. Always same. Then what? What is the name of that? Param. Samiji. It is not beginning, but may come to end. A lot of things are no beginning. Like your ignorance started when? Anybody knows Russian here? No. From what date you don't know Russian? From 1st April, correct? If you say I don't know Russian from 1st April, means what? Before 1st April 30th, you knew the Russian, correct? Does the ignorance begin? Sometimes, now rains are there, generally you carry umbrella. Umbrella is always invariably what happens? Lost. In the bus, you leave it and you say, I'm going to take it, okay, when I get up. And you are so absorbed in the reading and you get up. Another fellow is very happy because you left it there also. Then your wife had. Did you bring? She is always asking all this simple thing. Honey? Yes. Did you bring your umbrella? Which umbrella? Which you took today morning? I think I forgot. Where did you forgot? Can you answer? What time did you forget? Can you answer? Because this, in Bombay, I got one experience. After in Satsang, somebody was searching for the umbrella. He said, my umbrella is not there. I put it here, not there, not there. He said, what type of the umbrella? What type of handle was there? What the company was there? He said, I don't know. I said, why? I pick up from somebody umbrella. How can you know that name? So, ignorance does not begin. But once you learn Sanskrit or Russian, it comes to end. Ignorance is beginningless, but has end. Atma is beginningless, but what? Can have end? No. Param Brahma It has no end also. They are very beautiful. Param, Gneyam, limitless, without end. Samiji, is there anything better than your Atma? Okay. It's better thing to know. Niratishayam. Atishayaha na vidyate yasya sa niratishayaha. इससे कुछ बढ़ चढ़ के है गुजराती में चढ़िया तो कई इच्छा ना थी. People always think, स्वामी जी इट इज नाइस, इज देयर एनीथिंग बेटर. ऑलवेज वी हैव गॉट, यू नो, वेन एवर यू गो ऑलवेज यू गॉट इन योर माइंड ऑल्सो, यू नो, इन इंडिया वर्निंग वेरी गुड थिंग हियर, नॉट लाइक अ मॉल. यू गो टू सारी शॉप, ओह दिस फेलो इज सो स्वीट टंग, आई आई आई, एज दो ही नोज यू फ्रॉम 3 generations, ही कॉल्स आइए आइए आइए, मिस व्हाट, डब्बे में आइए, हम पूरा करेगा आपको, आइए आइए आइए. ओह आफ्टर लॉन्ग टाइम यू आर कमिंग, एंड ही सेड गिव हिम द थम्स अप एंड इमीडिएटली ऑर्डर्स एंड गिव्स यू एंड स्टार्ट थ्रोइंग व्हाट, ओपन द सारी एंड जस्ट थ्रोइंग बिफोर यू एंड ही सेड आई डू जस्ट वांट टू सी. ना देखो देखो, देखने का पैसा नहीं है, देयर इज नो मनी फॉर. व्हाई यू वांट टू गेट यू व्हाट? Once you see, means you are caught in that. Then you ask at the end of it, suppose you like some sari, is there better, latest? Always there. So, Swamiji, Brahman is old thing you are talking, yes. Is there anything latest in Brahman? Arshavidagar is going old. Now, do you have any latest Brahman? I will try that. My husband was doing from last 24 years, the old Brahman. Now, it is what? Now, always fresh, new also. Because time doesn't affect it, Brahman. And therefore, there is nothing better than that. There is nothing can improve. Swamiji, can we improve that? No. It doesn't, because it is complete, doesn't require improvement. Yeah. And you are that Brahman. Oh, very nice, Swamiji. You are really good. If I am Brahman, I don't require improvement. Yes, but if you are Brahman, okay? If you are a Brahman, you require a lot of improvement. Then he said, Niratishayam, limitless without end. Now he said, okay. Amrutattvam gneyam मया उच्यते इति प्ररोचनेन अभिमुख्यकृत्य आह. Now he said, your tongue is out. Wow, it is happiness. And happiness which will never come to end. And that happiness is me. And by knowing that only I'll gain that happiness, not separate from me. Wow, I want to get it. What is that happiness? Na sata, na asata. Iti uchyate. You can't say neither, and is neither existent. Not existent? Then maybe non-existent. Neither non-existence. Here starts a very beautiful discussion. Our mind, with the help of senses, knows things as it is or it is not. Correct? Now, Swami is sitting here or not? Yeah, he is. In between? He is not. I ask whether so-and-so is in the office or not? Yes, so-and-so is in office. Or what? He is not. Oh, my money is in my locker or not? Yes, money is there. Or it is not. So we know only two things. Is, which is perceived by 5 organs of perception, or it is not. Correct? It was very noisy. Is it noisy now? No, it is no more noisy. Sound is gone. Is or is not. How do I say? I know it by what my organ of perception tell me. This flower is not. Correct? This is our all knowledge between is and is not. But all that is gained is what? Something which is objectified by my senses.
Even emotions also. This emotion now is gone. I was very feeling groovy, very feeling happy. Now what? Gone. No more. I feel dull now. Huh? I feel very high. Now gone. All emotions also sat, asti, then what? Nasti. Is this Amrutam Brahma, Param Brahma, is it like this asti? Or is it replaceable also? He said, no, it is not an object which is available for your objectification. Then what is it? It is subject. You are not available for objectification by your own senses. Even your mind do not objectify the consciousness. Because of consciousness the mind is, the mind cannot objectify the consciousness, that is called na sat, na asat. Understand, this meaning is given. Then why do you say this is positively, this is this? Because it has no particular characteristics, visheshana, by which I can say this is this. Not available for all. Shabda is not there, sparsha is not there, rupa is not there, rasa is not there, gandha is not there. No sound, no touch. And Upanishad also says, astulam ananu araswam adirgham. What you know, it is not. What is unknown also, it is not that. Anya deva viditat ato aviditat adi. See, we have got two qualities, two things only. Things either I know or I don't know. It is neither known or what? Unknown. Then it may not be there. Why do you waste my time? All the way you tell me, Swamiji, I am going to talk to you about Amrutattvam. Please listen very carefully. Very important thing. One has to get to know this thing. And then you started. And then I also, well, all ready to listen to the Brahman. And you started like, you know, people want to tell story. And they tell you, this story you should learn. A very beautiful, interesting story. And then they say, what? Mosquito dies. What is big deal in that? Mosquito is meant to die. What story you are telling me? So therefore, why do you say neither sat or asat? Why don't you taught me what is that? He said, there is no, this is the way it is, but neither available for objectification, viditam, neither it is aviditam api, adi, both. Who is there? Only thing is self-revealing, self evident consciousness. Me is not available for this. Neither I can, it is not there also. Because of that only I know this. Ta yato vacho nivartante. Understand, people make mistake here. Not available for objectification. Even the words cannot describe that. Mind cannot reach it, therefore experience the Atma. Hey? This is a very big mistake they make. No, I know to be experienced. Words alone can help you to understand awareness, and that words are from the teacher and the tradition and the Veda. They knock off the ignorance about the Atma, and those words which remove the akhandakara vritti, ignorance about Atma, also get negated. What remains is what? Purna Brahma. Amritam Brahma. Previously, with ignorance. Now what? Without ignorance. Sun with the cloud. And the wind helps you to move the cloud. What is there again? Same sun without the cloud. Previously, the eye was clouded by this ignorance. The cloud with the knowledge has moved away. You are what? Amritam. That is the way he said. I am not getting into detail at this moment. Next class, I will get it next. What is next? Today's what day? 20th class I'll go to. Okay. That will conclude it. And 20th, please come. And again also, anybody there to make announcement to ashram? No. It's, I think, Thursday. 3rd March. Correct? So I want all of you to come. One day for sadhanam, chanting Bhagavan Nama. We start morning puja at 5 o'clock. And 5:30 or something, whatever, regular. And then up to 7 o'clock puja, abhishekam. Then we sit down and start chanting Om Namah Shivaya. This chant, this chant. Please go for Aarti.